The Supreme Court's recent ruling on a landmark decision to protect the employment rights of LGBTQ workers is still reverberating across the nation. The decision was built on rulings from separate cases which involved the firing of employees tied to sexual identity and orientation. The conversation's Harrison Patino spoke with Emily Marr, the Assistant General Counsel at the Hawaii Employers Council.
The Supreme Court issued its decision in Bostock versus Clayton County. And that case is actually a consolidated case comprised of three different cases heard by lower court. In each case, an employee alleged that their employer fired them simply for being homosexual or transgender. And the issue before the Supreme Court was whether Title VII, which makes it unlawful for employers to discriminate based on certain protected characteristics, such as sex, applied. And the reason this was an open question is because the term sex is not defined by Title VII. On June 15th, in a 6-3 decision authored by Justice Gorsuch, the Supreme Court held that an employer who fires an individual merely for being gay or transgender violates Title VII. Hawaii is one of 21 states nationally that already had protections for gay and transgender employees. Because we already had that statute in place, employees locally were already protected, but certainly adding the power of a Supreme Court decision and giving potential employees an avenue to challenge discrimination in federal court adds a degree of robustness to the protection.
So has discrimination based off of sexual orientation, historically, has that been an issue here in the state?
It has been an issue, certainly something employers have grappled with. And going forward, now that the Bostock decision, applies throughout the country, it's hopeful that it will be less of an issue because all employers have a duty to comply.
Now, what does this mean as part of a larger recognition of LGBTQ rights, both nationally and here locally in Hawaii?
Well, it's really huge. So the Bostock decision was the first national case that decided federal employment on a federal level that employment discrimination protection applies to gay and transgender employees. Certainly in recent years, there have been Supreme Court decisions that have expanded protections for gay individuals, but a lot of people are arguing that this is even more of a big deal. For example, gay marriage applies to anyone who wants to get married, but not everyone does, whereas everyone pretty much has a job.
Now, nationwide, there are something like 1.5 million transgender people in the country and something around 11.5 million lesbian, gay, and bisexual people. Do we have any sense of those kinds of populations here in Hawaii to better understand the, numerical scope of this on a state level?
I don't know the numbers in Hawaii in particular, but I would imagine they would correspond to the national level.
Now, notably, this decision was upheld by a Trump-appointed judge, that's Neil Gorsuch, and Chief Justice John Roberts, who before this has actually never signed an opinion supporting LGBTQ rights. In terms of legal recognition of LGBTQ people across the board, this seems like a pretty watershed moment.
Absolutely. I think a lot of people were watching and waiting for this decision and expecting a different result. But it is important to recognize that even though this is a huge landmark decision that is a major step forward for gay and transgender individuals, it's certainly not a panacea. Justice Gorsuch did leave a roadmap for people who are unhappy with the decision to challenge it. In his decision, he first reminded readers that the place to address unwanted consequences of old legislation lies in Congress. So he opened up the possibility of a legislative challenge. And he also explored two potential exceptions that are already a part of the law, both of which are religious in nature. So Title VII carves out claims concerning the employment relationship between a religious institution and its ministers. And separately, Congress has passed the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which Justice Gorsuch referred to as a sort of super statute that would displace the normal operation of other federal laws, including potentially Title VII. So the full impact of the decision is yet to be seen, and it will certainly be the subject of future litigation because that door was left open by the decision.
Now, a lot of experts are cautioning that this decision by the Supreme Court is not an indication of a more liberal or leftward-leaning inclination for the court going forward, that this was purely a legal decision. Do you think it's important to distinguish that between people who are viewing this as a landmark victory for LGBTQ rights?
Well, I think it's important to recognize that many people watching and waiting for this decision did not expect a conservative majority to produce this opinion. And the fact that we've reached this result, and the fact that even in one of the dissents, Justice Kavanaugh applauded the outcome, just not the way in which it was achieved. He argued that the Supreme Court was legislating, is a huge victory. And it does lay the groundwork potentially for other federal laws because of the language and the requirement that there not be any discrimination based on sex is part of other legal statutes as well. So some people think that this will be extended more broadly outside of the employment context.
From what I understand, Justice Alito was far less diplomatic in his dissenting opinion. Is that correct?
It was a little bit stronger, yes.
Aside from just the employment issue that this directly relates to, are there any sort of tangential issues related to this that you think this ruling is going to have an impact on?
Well, I think that the most direct impact is for employers. So, again, the majority of states in the country did not have any legislation protecting gay or transgender employees. And to have now this national requirement that protects gay and transgender employees is huge. The timing in which this happens is sort of in the midst of an already challenging year for employers. 2020 has been a whirlwind year for employers due to the coronavirus, I'm sure you can imagine. And many employers are really busy processing the new legal landscape created by local, state, and federal laws on that front. So I think the really important thing for employers to do now is make sure that while they're managing all of the new coronavirus requirements, they take this opportunity to review their policies, review their training manuals, and make sure that they comply with Bostic as well.
Any final thoughts on how this ruling will have implications here locally?
Certainly. So at the Hawaii Employers Council, we work with about 800 local employers, and a large part of what we do is make sure that these employers, these members, are aware of all of these legal developments. So things like ensuring their training handbooks, their manuals are up to date. For employers who do not have the benefit of this membership, they should really make sure that they check all of their employment materials and that they're requiring compliance with Bostock.
That was the conversation's Harrison Patino talking with the Hawaii Employers Council's Emily Marr about a recent Supreme Court ruling that upholds the rights of LGBTQ workers.